Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor. But Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to share some few things with you from the scriptures. And if you have your Bible with you, I want you to turn to John chapter 1 from verse 11. I'm reading from verse 11 to verse 13. It says, "He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." You see, even to them that believe on his name. When you believe on his name, you become born of God. He says, we are not born of blood, meaning that there's no blood disease that could affect us. Then he says, we are not born of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man. We're not brought into existence by virtue of man's will or the flesh. He says, we're brought into existence by virtue of God. He says, we're born of God. You see, God himself gave birth to us. He says, but we are of God. Now, the word "of" connotes the mindset of origin, meaning that we hail from God. So when you become born again, you are no more from your parents. You are no more from Mr. and Mrs. Owusu or Mr. and Mrs. Backnow or Mr. and Mrs. Smith. You are now from Mr. and Mrs. God, if there's anything like that. You see, we are children of God, born of him himself. So in James chapter 1, now I want you to quickly turn your Bible to James chapter 1 verse 18. He says that of his own will, let me read from verse 17 rather. He says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will," verse 18, "of his own will begat he us." Now he's still talking about the Father. He says, "Of his own will begat he us, with the word of truth. He gave birth to us, he himself." So we are from God. We hail from God. We come from God. God himself sat down and pushed us out into existence. We are from God. Now, it's very important you remind yourself continuously who your Father is, who you now come from. We don't hail from our parents. We don't hail from any natural genealogy. So there's no curse from your family that can affect you anymore. You are now in the family of God because God himself gave birth to you. He says, we are not born of blood. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Meaning that even if I'm excess, I can believe God to have things change for me. Because God's blood is not categorized into A or whatever. God's blood is God's blood. Hallelujah. The blood that runs through us now is the blood of God himself. We are of God. We are of God. We hail from God. We originate from God. We are not of man. We are not of the families of this world. We are of the family that is from above. You see? Now, in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, it says, "Ye are of God." Now, that's mind-blowing. It says, "Ye are of God, little children. Ye are of God." I want us to just look at that portion. It says, "Ye are of God." I want you to go through the whole day saying to yourself, "I'm of God. I'm of God. I'm not of this world. I'm of God. I'm not of my father. I'm not of my mother." I'm not saying your mother and your father are bad. I'm not saying they are terrible. They are wonderful people. I have wonderful parents. You see, but I want you to know and understand that you come from God himself. God himself is the one who has given birth to you. So if there is any infirmity in your family, it does not affect you now. Because you are in God. You come from the family of God now. Ye are of God. I am of God. I am of God. Then he says, "And have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." I am of God. I am of God. Go through the day saying this over and over to yourself and thinking it for yourself. I am of God. I am not of this world. I'm not born of blood. Neither am I born of a man's will. Neither am I born of the flesh. But I'm born of God. He says, "As many as received him, I've received him." I know you received him. That's why you're listening to me right now. I've received him. Therefore, I am not of this world. I am not born of blood. Neither am I born of flesh. But I'm born of God himself. I'm of God. I'm of God. I'm of God. I'm of God. Nothing can defeat me. Now, God has never been defeated. So if I'm of him, then I cannot be defeated in life. I walk through life today victoriously on every side of my life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, you have to go through the whole day thinking and talking like that, because that is the truth from God to you today. Until I see you again tomorrow, I love you very much. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye.